Before I continue to play, I want to read a couple of pieces of mine. I've gotten a chance to do that as a series of pieces that I've written that are sort of autobiographical that deal with some of the important people in my life that have passed on. Ones that I've read in public before have been on ones about Arthur Brown in this sequence and also O'Hara Spearman. And today I want to read two other short pieces. The first one is to Lemmy Bailey. It's about my life with, you know, and Lemmy Bailey, a person that I moved when, that I became, you know, best friends when I moved on my block when I was 6 years old. I recently was put in contact with some of the people that I grew up with on that block that I play hide and seek with. One woman, Yvonne Pleasant, lives right around the corner from here now, and there's some other people in the audience that I've known from the time of kindergarten that are here in this room tonight, and some also some new friends. But after all, it is people. I grew up right here in the middle of St. Louis. The thing that in this poem for me was that Lemmy idolized his father, for better or for worse. And there were several reasons I finally figured out as an adult that he really did love me. You know, you doubt people's love at times. But one of the things I finally figured out that I knew he loved me because he called me by the same nickname as he did his father. You know, he called his father Chubb, and he called me Chubb, too. So I knew that just by the mere fact that he would give me the same nickname as his father, that he loved me. They called him Bubba, by the way. Instead of Lemmy Jr., he was Bubba. Bubba, 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 his mama say. You better get out there and feed them hounds before Lemmy get home from work. Hey, Chubb, look it. My gun is longer than yours and heavier, too. Let's shoot them in my yard. My daddy's good looking in his Hart Schaefer and Marks, Stacy Adams and Stetson. His 88 O's, baby blue. Children vamping values. Lemmy Jr., senior, son safe basking in his father's shadow. Lily Mae, Lily Ree, Billy Ruth, Diane, Doris, Donnie, Renee, cousin Julie Mae, Uncle O.K. The Baileys, Lion's Pride, drawn up hot out of Mississippi into meatpacking, steel, and automaking St. Louis. Chuh, listen, you know I love you, but I can't. I won't. I just don't trust nobody around my May girl. This other one that I want to read is the one I wrote for David Hines. And a lot of people in this room knew David Hines. One of the most significant things in this describes is how when I was a young child, I was in a band with his with a gentleman who's David and the older guys had a band, and this boy's brother was in it. Then I was in a band with his younger brother. David was a little older than me, and so I was in the same house as David, you know, through these musical connections. And in a sense, he was at the piano one day, and I had my horn out, and he got me to start to improvise. And it was I knew that people did this, but it was a new concept for me that I could do it. And so I wanted to. That's in the poem, and that's one of the main things that it's about. And other people who know David really well will recognize some other things. But David. David. David Hines made the music pay. They paid a young boy. Paid him to play piano in church, at teas and socials. Man-child didn't have to sell papers, shine shoes, didn't have to cut grass. Man-child didn't have to kiss ass for money. D. Hines made the music pay. David said, the girls are something to hire fine. They walk and they talk. They dance and they prance. but they always go for the trumpet player. Well, then, I go for the trumpet. Yeah. Sing like Rafael Mendez. Bravo. Scat like Miles. Well, all right. Trill like Lee Morgan. Get it, D? D. Hines made the music pay. Got paid in the Continentals. Teenage band making money. Played jazz, rhythm and blues, standards out there on King's Highway, in East St. Louis, opposite Oliver Sane. The Woody Woodpecker theme transformed into blues in the night. Now come on, J.D. Play a little tenor in grade school. Play something while I whisper melody in your ear, while I pour feeling in your heart. Play something while I pump rhythm in your soul. If I have to plant my foot in your ass, play something. Play what you hear, what you feel. Play what you hear, what you know. Just play, Jazz Messenger. Start calling on Wednesday if you want to work the weekend.
like to dedicate that little blues to and call it Karen's Blues for Karen Duffy. Let's give her a big round of applause for all these years. Duffy's Blues.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.